Are you looking for answers about someone and you've hit a dead end? There is an online tool that can help you locate almost anyone within minutes. TruthFinder can help you locate almost anyone in the U.S. with fast, comprehensive public records background checks. You can confidentially search by phone number, address, name, email, and more. Go to truthfinder.com to get answers to your questions now. That's truthfinder.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Villotti Show with Rico. Stoney here with Rico all week. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We were just discussing the fact that at the spring game in Boulder this weekend, Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders will be having their jerseys retired. And we both agree that, guy won the Heisman Trophy, should have his jersey retired. I question whether he should wait a year, but Colorado tradition basically is, you know, the year after you base or you're done, if you're going to retire a jersey, they do it. They've retired six jerseys. And Rico was kind of alarmed about Shedeur Sanders because he said he's really not that good. And you know what? And I was looking back at other Colorado players that probably should have their jersey retired. And I mentioned Eric Bieniemy. He's their all-time leading rusher.
Yeah.
3,940 yards, averaging 5.6 yards a carry, and 42 touchdowns from scrimmage.
And the thing about Shedeur is good, he's not great. Jersey retirement means
right.
You're special. You're great. Mm-hmm. You did something that a lot of people at that school never did.
He was he's fifth all-time in yardage. You know who's fourth? Somebody whose jersey probably should be retired at the big house, Joel Klatt.
You know what?
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was for you.
There you go.
That was for you. But yeah, Joel Klatt's fourth. Shedeur Sanders has been. Now, Joel Klatt played for 4 years, had more attempts. But yes.
I just don't understand it, but yes. I do think that that's, you know what? Colorado pushed an agenda, and mm-hmm. and they got his jersey retired. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be, but okay.
Yes.
Hunter, you won the Heisman. Shedeur, what did you win?
Not a heck of a lot.
No.
Got a lot of NIL money.
Yeah.
Got a lot of things. Helped make the program relevant, no doubt about it. Anyway, Matthew Golden, the wide receiver from Texas, was visiting in our area the other day, huh? The Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm trying to figure out why. And the only thing I could think of, because certainly wide receiver is not exactly a weakness for the Detroit Lions. I mean, you got Amon-Ra St. Brown. You got J-Mo. We'll get to him in a second. Patrick's pretty good. You have good tight ends. The passing game is pretty good. Khalif Raymond coming back. They'll probably draft another wide receiver. I thought so during, you know, that they will during the draft. But it never crossed my mind that Matthew Golden would be on their radar, because everything I've seen has been, you know, anywhere mid to late first round or early second round, which I don't, it makes no sense to me.
Well, it does. If he's going to be your new starting wide receiver, taking somebody's spot, that's the only way it would make sense. Because other than that,
Well, look at this. Cut Tim Patrick. Is that what you're saying?
No, because here's the thing. Come, we're, what, 8 days away from the draft?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I got to think your time is valuable that, okay, because people are like, oh, it's a smoke screen. I don't have that much time that I can waste a couple of hours on somebody that I really have no thought of drafting, but I want to make these other teams think I'm going to draft him. That's 3-4 hours that you're never going to get back. That doesn't work right now. Like, I got to think anybody that you're bringing in, anybody you're flying out to go see is somebody that you want. So the fact that Matthew Golden, you were checking him out, tells me he's on your radar, which leads me to, you got to wonder, is this the replacement to J-Mo? Because you can't keep everybody.
No. And look, I think everybody believes that J-Mo will get the fifth-year extension, and then after that, he's going to be a free agent. Because, like you said, they can't keep everybody. I mean, yes, the cap keeps going up, and I know you guys always say the cap isn't real. Well, the cap is real in a certain extent because you can't keep everybody. You're going to probably pay for two safeties, definitely Kirby Joseph, probably next week during the draft, before the draft, that's what they do. But when we know Hutch, and you know, goes on and on, the guys they've already extended so far, you don't have enough money for that, cap-wise. A first-round pick for that replace Jameson Williams now this year? That doesn't, make sense to me.
I mean, unless you can get value for trading J-Mo right now.
Yeah.
That some other team is sitting there saying, you know what? We'll make him our guy. We'll make him our number one option, and we'll send you some picks in return that you can move up, and now you could afford to pay the Kirby Josephs and all of that because you get to start the clock all over again, especially if you take Golden in the first round. You've now bought yourself 5 years on a wide receiver.
But who, let me ask you this, 248-539-9797. You guys, David, Kenny, chime in as well. Who out there do you think needs Jameson Williams that badly that they're going to give up, you know, a first-round pick or any type of draft collateral for Jameson Williams?
I mean, Stoney, it's one of those, it's the NFL. You see the surprise trades all the time. You're like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
I mean, your team, they got rid of, you know, what?
Debo.
Debo, and, yeah. You know, who knows
about They got rid of Debo. They thought about getting rid of Ayuk.
Yeah, you know.
But, you know, there was nobody that offered anything. You see what happened with Cincinnati where their receivers were pretty much out there. If you offer me a right deal, Tyreek Hill, the Dolphins have said, if you come with the right deal, we'll trade him. Wide receivers, I know we love to value them, but yet they are really not valued that much in the NFL.
Because there's so many of them.
Fans value them.
Because they're fun.
But you look at the Super Bowl, I mean, okay, you had A.J. Brown, but other than that, most Super Bowl winning teams don't have that great Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Right, or even two really good ones. Philly had, you know, Devontae Smith is pretty damn good,
right,
too. Yeah, I mean, what other team would, I don't know, I don't think the Lions are going to be able to get that much for him.
See, I just wonder, is J-Mo going to be a part of this Lions core? Like, do you feel like J-Mo will be right up there with Amon-Ra and P'nai Sewell and all of the people that they've locked up for time. I don't see J-Mo being a part of this Lions core. I think J-Mo is a great toy. I think J-Mo is a great piece to have right now. He's fun. He's fast. He can do all of that stuff. I don't think he's the long-term solution that eventually he's one of those pieces you could part with, bring in somebody else, and keep this thing going. You don't pay him, you pay somebody else.
Right, but you don't have to do it now. Why would you trade? Why would you draft a wide receiver in the first round? You can keep J-Mo for 2 more years.
I mean, it's value. Because after a
but
while,
if you trade him now, then you don't have to pay him the $15 million, which would be
the fifth year.
The fifth year, and then that money can go elsewhere.
Right. And somebody else can be like, you know what? We'll gladly take that on because we're in our Super Bowl run, and we'll see what happens. And when our run is over, then he'll be a free agent. We'll let somebody else
out. But the Lions are that team, are in their Super Bowl run.
Right, but they're paying everybody.
But can't Golden do just what Jameson can do? So are you really missing anything if you get Golden? and don't have Jameson?
I don't know. I think there are so many other needs on this team besides wide receiver that you could swallow the $15 million next year that you have to pay him. If he has a really good year this year, you'll figure out a way.
Let's look at his RAS score.
Stoney, I'm with you. I don't know why they're doing this. I just think that the smoke screen, time's too valuable and leading up to the draft. This is somebody that I thought maybe if he's around in the second round, but I don't think he's going to be around in the second round.
Well, maybe they're thinking, they're doing their due diligence. You know, if he's around in the second round, maybe we can trade up in the second round.
See, I'm
That's
thinking,
different.
Or maybe you trade up and get back into the first round.
Okay.
And select him in the first round.
You give up your second round, second and a fourth or something, whatever the chart.
Now, I don't think that once again, that in my world, that ain't a smart move.
Not me neither. I'm with you.
But you know what? Let Brad cook.
Right. Well, they did it for J-Mo.
Yeah.
Really, if you think about it.
I will give you a mock trade. And I'll see if you think for Jameson. And see if you would like this trade.
Okay.
I'll do that next.
Oh.
You're
look at
really
Dave.
Good at the tease. 97-1 the ticket.